From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The rain is letting up a little, but it is wet in many parts of New England. In some places, more than a foot of rain has fallen since last Friday, sending rivers over their banks, backing up sewers, and flooding who knows how many basements. Several thousand people have fled their homes, and officials are nervously watching dams across the region. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Around the town square in Peabody, Massachusetts today, business owners who could get to their stores were pumping out water. But with much of the downtown still severely flooded, some shop owners have to just stand here at the water's edge, peering down the block at the river still flowing around their buildings.
From what I can see, inside the building, the water is about 3 feet.
Harry Kouris owns an auto repair and used car shop where he knows a lot of his tools and equipment have been ruined. He does not have flood insurance.
I feel terrible. Well, what can I do? You know, I called the mayor. I left a message. He didn't answer to me. And I forgive him because, you know, he's busy running around with this disaster. He ain't going to talk to me.
Kouris says he wants to remind city officials how many times he's asked them to fix the drainage problems on his street. But actually, across the region, many downtown areas fared quite well, considering that many rivers rose to their highest levels in 70 years. Officials in Lowell and Lawrence, Massachusetts, along the Merrimack River, reported that flood prevention measures taken since the 1930s spared their downtowns from more serious damage. Still, there were pockets of low-lying homes all over New England that did suffer severe flooding.
5 o'clock in the morning, I had two firemen with a raft at my door, banging on my door.
Banging on my door. I thought he was going to break it off the hinges because he was like, "Kid, come on, get out, evacuate."
Mike Tillman, Marilyn Malta, and about 50 other people in Saugus, Massachusetts, were evacuated when a local reservoir overflowed and water rapidly spilled into their mobile home park. They're staying at a shelter run by the Red Cross at a local high school. Among them is 70-year-old Virginia Brown, a retired nurse. She says there was no sign of dangerous flooding when she went to bed Sunday night before the evacuation.
We're in an area, too, that rarely, if ever, has flooded. I've been there 10 years. He's been there 22 years. You know, and there's another gentleman that's with us who's been there over 30 years, and they've never seen anything like this before. It's unbelievable. We're still in shock over it.
But Kathleen Puglisi says her kids, 3, 5, and 8 years old, do not seem shocked or traumatized by being whisked from their home to the shelter.
They're actually okay. They're happy to see the lights, the boats, and no school and things like that. So I'm trying to not to let them know how, you know, see how I'm worried. I'm really scared. You know, of course, place to live. But I'm trying not to let them see that, keep them happy. But they've been so great here to us, and I've felt real comfortable since I've walked through the doors.
Some of the evacuees here have lost a lot. Mike Tillman, who works at the Home Depot and does some construction, says he's seen that his mobile home is swamped, and he says his van with upwards of $5,000 worth of tools in it has water up to its windows. He and other residents want to know what sort of housing assistance will be available if they can't go home. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.